Do you have any other word for those besides just turtles?
Cudders.
Okay.
C-U-D-D-E-R. And I've got one in my backyard, I think, but it's been there for years, and I have never seen him. But I can find the holes that he did. And I went up there, when I was up in garden, well, yesterday, I saw a new hole. There are three holes out there. And I don't know whether each one has a cutter or whether each, or whether they are. There's one and he digs all those different holes. And several people have said, well, why don't you let us plow it up and find out? But I said, it's his home, and he was here before I was. And
leave him be.
Yeah.
What about the birds that peck holes in the trees?
Oh, woodpeckers?
Do you have those around here?
I don't know, but when I lived in the country, I lived out there for... Miriam and I came back I don't know what I've forgotten what year it is, but anyway, 5 or 6 years ago, my sisters lived here. This has been our home.
Mm-hmm.
I think she said 70 years. And I just lived here off and on and all after my husband died, but I had a home in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And just a little old shack that was built in 1792. And it was built by a man who couldn't claim it because at one time the French and the English were at war with each other, and all of the English, not subsidiaries, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
All of the English
colonies
were at war too. If the mother country was at war, mm-hmm. they were. So France, Spain and England were at war, and so no Spaniard could own land in America. And so this house was built by a man named, and he had married this girl, and her father was a Spanish, and he built the house. The father built the house for his daughter, but it had to be in the name of, because they were English, and the girls' people were Spanish.
I see.
That's
interesting.
And it was built in 1792, and built for this girl, whose father was.
Mm-hmm.
So the had owned it all these years until I bought it. An old house, and the floor had was wooden mm-hmm. floor, and the planks were this wide in it, and they had been, every one of them had been cut by hand. My grandson owns it now. He lives up there,
mm-hmm.
and it's just an old. I wouldn't let anybody change it. Just an old house.
Right, just to keep it preserved.
Any more questions?
I think we've just about got it all covered.